This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Wednesday, April 23rd, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Illinois, U.S. Senator Dick Durbin, the Democratic whip, announced today he will not seek re-election to the upper chamber. Durbin offered comments today in a recorded message.
The decision of whether to run for re-election has not been easy. I truly love the job of being United States Senator, but in my heart, I know it's time to pass the torch. So I'm announcing today that I will not be seeking re-election at the end of my term. The people of Illinois have honored me with this responsibility longer than anyone elected to the Senate in our state's history. I'm truly grateful.
Durbin is the fourth Senate Democrat to forego re-election, joining Senators Gary Peters of Michigan, Tina Smith of Minnesota, and Jeanne Shaheen of New Hampshire. Well, the White House Easter egg roll provided an opportunity for some farmers to be at the White House. United Soybean Board Chairman Philip Good said it was an honor to meet with the President and Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins, as well as the First Lady.
We were able to meet with her and to shake hands and to meet the President and the First Lady. An extremely great honor, a great opportunity to talk about soybeans very briefly. They were extremely hospitable, but we were able to talk about soybeans and just thanking him for this great opportunity to educate the public and to help sponsor this great event.
Now, Good said the President had high praise for agriculture.
He did speak about the importance of farmers, the domestic consumption. He's very, very enthusiastic about the increase of domestic consumption, and was able to also talk to us about trade.
Good said President Trump was bullish on the long-term view for U.S. ag.
He's extremely optimistic about the future and about domestic consumption. And so we did have some discussion, and I appreciate his enthusiasm. There is such an extreme, trade is so important. 60% of our soybeans are consumed domestically. 40% are exported. As a farmer, my passion is to feed the world. I desire to see people well fed.
The American Soybean Association is the policy side of the soybean industry, and CEO Steve Sinske is this week's guest on AgriPulse Open Mic. Sinske said the Trump tariff war is impacting soybean farmers' bottom line.
We've seen the soybean market go down considerably in response to some of the tariff announcements, but we've also seen some upticks as well. But, of course, the big thing that we're worried about is what happens, how long will those tariffs be in place? We at the American Soybean Association have really been urging the administration to, utilize these reciprocal tariffs and now the pause, thank goodness we have the pause, to negotiate trade deals that open up some new market access for soybean producers and for U.S. agriculture and U.S. industry writ large.
Sinske says ASA hoped for the short-term pain of tariffs leads to the long-term gain of markets for the industry.
So we're certainly appealing to President Trump, the deal maker, and that side of him and that those angels that are sitting on his shoulder, on that shoulder, talking to him about using tariffs as a tool to get better deals for U.S. agriculture and U.S. overall. We know that there are those within the administration that also see, tariffs. They want large tariffs. They want to keep them in place long term. We're hoping that it's more Trump the deal maker than President Trump the tariff man that prevails in the end.
Rumors have floated in Washington of an easing of tariffs on China. However, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt today said there would be no unilateral reduction in tariffs against the Chinese. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Farming is unpredictable. Taxes shouldn't be. Make the expiring Tax Cuts and Jobs Act provisions permanent. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.